We're talking this morning for Ask Alex about Maren. She went on a date with a guy that collects his cat's whiskers.
But it's not even just that. It's that he puts them in a little box and drives around with it on his lap. I mean, that's even weirder to me that he keeps them with him at all times.
I agree. It doesn't make sense. And I had cats back in the day. I don't even remember my cat's whiskers falling out. So I feel like he's pulling them out even, which is a whole nother thing if that's true.
I physically can't deal with the tweets right now.
Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram and Radio Now 100.9 on Facebook.
Jade in Turkey said she needs to get out of that situation right meow. If she's patient, I'm sure another man will come and whisker off her feet. Andrew said, how does that guy see the whiskers on the floor? Does he follow the cat around waiting? Hashtag whisker collector. Kimberly said, cats don't shed whiskers. That dude is crazy. But then Lily says, my mom used to keep the whiskers. It was normal for us, but we sure didn't have a box full. So that's two different people saying cats don't shed and then one that does. And then Jennifer said, haha, I was thinking his cat was named Whiskers and it was in the box, not the actual whiskers. And Danielle said, my daughter keeps our cat's whiskers when they fall out, but she's only 10.
Yeah, if you actually keep the cat in the box, not a good idea. Let's go to Christina this morning on the Joe and Alex Show. Christina, what do you think about Maren that went on a date with a guy that collects and keeps the cat whiskers?
So it's 100% weird.
Okay.
Cats at least do shed whiskers. I grew up with cats all my life. They do shed them.
Well, that's good.
Like animals with whiskers do.
That's okay. Good.
So that being said, I do have a friend who does this with her dog's whiskers, and she's like the sweetest person I know. And definitely not a serial killer, but as her friends, we advised her to never, ever tell that to the people she dates.
Okay, so wait, though.
Particularly on the first date.
Like, she literally has a box full of them?
She does.
What?
Why is she keeping them?
She, like, she compared it to, you know how parents will, like, sometimes keep their kids' baby teeth, which I also think is really
crazy. What is wrong?
I do keep my baby.
Also,
I have a baby,
like,
tooth.
What?
My first tooth that ever fell out, I have it.
Whatever. That's weird, too.
Alex, why? Christina, hang on.
It's my own tooth. If I was a cat and I was able and I had posable thumbs, I'd keep a box with my own whiskers, but a cat can't do it. It's weird that the human is keeping the whiskers, but it's not weird that I keep my own tooth.
Yes, it is. There's no need for your tooth.
Do you keep it in your driver's seat of your car?
No, I
do
keep
you
it in my underwear drawer.
In your panty drawer?
Currently?
Yeah.
Why? How many teeth do you keep?
It's just one. It's my very first tooth I ever lost in a little tooth box.
Are you keeping it in case, like, you crack a tooth in an adult? No, like, well, I need something to help me chew.
No, it's just, like, cool looking because it still has, like, dried blood on it.
I'm sorry. What?
And now we've got dried blood.
Christina, wow. Your friend's weird as hell. Alex is weirder than I've ever known. I didn't know that about you.
What?
Wow.
It's not weird.
Yes, that's a whole other topic. If you keep your baby teeth, there's no need to.
Whatever. Michelle says, I have a 5.5-year-old cat and I've never seen a whisker fall out. What is the truth?
No wonder you like Murder Monday so much. You're keeping all these old body parts of yours, you sicko. Josie on the Joe and Alex Show, you own two cats, so what do you know?
Well, I was just going to say, I have two, and then I've grown up with cats over the years, and I know they shed whiskers, but I have never, ever seen one.
It's like a mystery.
So, yeah, like, he has to be following them around, or, I don't know, maybe he has hardwood floors and can see them and pick them up, but I've never seen a whisker. And my mom kept all my teeth growing up and wanted me to have them, and I threw them away.
Good for you, Josie. I wouldn't even talk to my mom anymore. She gave it to me. I'm like, Mom, I'm putting you in a home. Leave me alone. Hey, thank you, Josie, for calling in at the Joe and Alex Show. Whoa, okay, kitty. Liv the Web Girl, what are we getting online?
Sean said he would dress her up like a cat and then would have you try and catch him, catch the ball on the string.
What?
He'd be like, dress up like a cat and play with my ball on the string.
317-239-1009. Joe and Alex Show on our Twitter and Instagram. Make sure you give us a follow and let us know what you think about Maren that went on a date with a guy that collects cat whiskers. And Radio Now 100.9 on Facebook.